What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
I just feel like I nailed it, Greg, and you were the only person that really understands that song in the pre-show.
Do it again.
I'll do it for everyone right now.
Sherry, baby.
There is no pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you singing.
Yeah,
poorly. Like, and I got Nick. Usually, I'm on your side for these mm-hmm. things, but like, I've never heard that song, or I have heard that song.
You've heard this. Everyone's heard Sherry, but you before you at some point have heard that.
It's like a bop.
It's
like
it's the Four Seasons. It's Frankie Valli and Four Seasons. The reason I say that is I just watched Jersey Boys the other day, and I was like, oh, they had a lot of music, and then I haven't thought about that in years, and I probably won't think about it again.
Is it but Sherry by Modern Talking?
No, it's by the Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Watermelon Sherry.
They did that. I just can't sing that high, but he was known for singing very high. And I can't get up there. Greg, I don't have your range.
Get up there.
I have better vibrato and better support, but I don't have your range.
Do they have a better song than that that I would know? Like a more mainstream?
Yeah, they do a Big Girls Don't Cry.
That's okay. Yeah.
Big Girls Don't Cry. Ba-da-ba-boom. Boom goes. They don't cry. I can't sing the time. They did that. They did a bunch of songs, actually. It's a pretty fascinating movie. And it's interesting because I didn't realize that A, Clint Eastwood directed it, and B, they actually pulled from a lot of the casts from some of the tours of Jersey Boys, which made it feel more like a stage play. I was very thoroughly impressed by it. I was like, oh. Tragic, because they were kind of shitty to each other, like all the famous bands are. And like, we'll hopefully be one day when we're super mega famous. So and then I can finally tell you guys what I think of Andy.
It's Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, but correct. There's only four of them total.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just like we say Greg Miller and Kind of Funny, but Greg Miller is part of Kind of Funny.
Yeah, but Kind of Funny doesn't have a number in the name.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's the lost season?
You know, if we tried hard enough, we could.
We could. We could call it Kind of Funny, the Kind of Funny Nine. But then if we add anyone else, we'll have to I'll have to do their tax documents and stuff like that again.
Well, that's like Oceans. You know, it's like Oceans 11, Oceans 12.
Yeah,
Sugar Pine 7.
Isn't that because that was his last name? Wasn't he
Danny
like,
Ocean? Danny yeah, Ocean. And there were 12 of them.
His middle name was 12.
Thing is, it's confusing because the first movie was Ocean's 11, similar to when Bill Cosby did Leonard Part 6, and everyone was like, well, "Where's parts 5 through 1?" And everyone's like, "It doesn't matter anymore because you can't talk about Bill Cosby."
Nick, sometimes your references are just like I don't even know who they could be for.
Greg knows Leonard Part 6. You remember that fucking movie where Bill Cosby?
I never watched it.
It's terrible.
What is he doing?
He plays it's a spoof secret agent thing, but they called the movie Leonard Part 6, and everyone was like, cool. And I have no idea to this day why it was called Part 6. It was the first in the series. It didn't work out.
All right.
Similar to Ocean's 11, which was not the 11th installment of it. It was because there was 11 of them.
It worked out. There were a lot of.
But then they decided to say Ocean's 12, but they didn't add a 12th person. Fun fact, they actually took someone away. It should have been Ocean's 10. They should have gone backward.
Kevin, if you think the pandemic hadn't happened, would we get another one of the female Oceans? Well, I don't even remember what they called it, with Anne Hathaway?
They did add another person for Oceans 12.
Damn it. I took a chance, Kevin. No, I took a chance. Okay, yeah. I took a stab
it's
at
okay.
it.
It's
a
right.
shot in the dark on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fair enough.
Did the pandemic slow this down? Did it slow down the Anne Hathaway Ocean series?
Well received.
Well, that's the thing. That movie came out before the pandemic. I believe that was
pandemic
December movie, right? On the pandemic.
I love that, Kevin.
No, I'm not saying it was. Pandemic. I think it was a long time before the pandemic happened. I'm just saying that I think.
Let's not. Was... Are we doing this, Tim? Are we doing this?
Please no.
We're calling it the pandemic.
I just think that they were probably noodling some ideas on how to get another.
I mean, it made. Let's
there.
See. Hold on. Let me see.
It says it made $300 million on a $70 million budget.
That's a pretty big success right there. That's a pretty big.
They have
success.
That question in their right of like, oh, I don't even know if Danny Ocean's still alive. Like they were leaving it open for
the. Yeah, they don't know. We don't. No one knows if Danny Ocean's still alive.
They're going to do Ocean's 21. Both teams come together.
That's what they should have built.
For no, the most I mean, elaborate guys, heist ever.
They set it up where they could do Ocean's 9 and then Ocean's 10.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
10,
they can keep making
you know
these movies.
Like, you know what I mean? So it backs right up into them. Make them prequels.
Ocean's 21, Jump Street.
See, I think it's cool that they don't work against the they got into a competition like Rat Race 2. We call it Rat Race 2. But what it is that it's the Ocean's team united versus the Fast and Furious teams united, and they gotta go out there and do all their things.
I just want a Rat Race 2.
Of course, Mr. Bean. Who can forget John Lovitz?
Not me. Definitely not. I just looked up the Leonard Part 6 like key art. Yeah. And Jesus Christ, what could this movie even be?
It was very weird. I saw
do
it
me
theaters.
A favor, Google image
it,
search.
It reminds me a lot of Pluto Nash.
It's very I mean they're distinctly different movies. Pluto Nash actually got a kind of a bad rap.
That movie is one of the worst movies that was ever made.
It got a bad rap.
It's been years since I've seen it, but I remember watching Pluto Nash being like, this is not as bad as everyone made it out to be. He just spent way too much money on it and should never have been that budget.
Pluto Nash is a 4% on Rotten Tomatoes, 3.8 on IMDb, and a 12 on Metacritic.
Maybe I need to go back and watch that movie.
It's okay. Sometimes we're wrong, and then all our friends laugh at us. You know what I mean?
God, that was awesome.
Leonard Part 6, 1 star out of all the ratings, though. Mm. What's that? Is Leonard Part 6 even on Metacritic or Rotten Tomatoes?
No.
Wow, that's the box art. That's the key art for Leonard Part 6.
But Kev, go to the other one, the poster-looking one.
Hold on. Sorry, I'm having some issues here.
This was like a follow-up to Ghost Dad. Remember Ghost Dad?
I remember Ghost Dad.
And then they were like, he's going to be a secret agent.
Was Ghost Dad well received?
No.
I don't know. I can't even comment on that.
I do want to say this really quickly.
Is this what you're talking about, Tim?
Yeah.
Okay, because I wasn't listening and like I had to guess right there. It was scary.
I do want to say, though, that Pluto Nash had a budget of $100 million and it made $7.1 million.
Holy hell.
That's a loss.
Listen, man, you swing and a miss, Andy. Sometimes you gotta get up to the plate.
Pluto Nash, it was a bad movie.
You know, Nick, you're right, Nick, the audience, they didn't deserve this movie.
They didn't get it. This was during the time when space exploration was at a low. It's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. I kind of feel like
in context, this picture is not great looking, you know what I mean?
Which one? Oh, I'm sorry, I can't see online.
Most of them.
He's holding a hot dog. And he's got a creepy look.
I think in general, if you have a photo of you with a hot dog and it's not you eating it or holding it like you're about to eat it, like you're
in trouble. Can always be sort of taken in an aggressive way.
That's not how
Look at this. This is classic. You got the trailer down here where they do the thing where they change bodies. It's hilarious. It's like a hologram thing. The Pluto Nash was great. You guys are crazy.
No, it wasn't.
Now it just went from bad rap to it was great.
Once again, 4% of critics.
I think, honestly, I can't even joke about this. I haven't seen Pluto. I saw it one time, probably, years ago. But I just remember being like, this is silly and fun. I don't remember. It wasn't good, but I just remember thinking like this.
A minute ago, you said it was good.
You said it got a bad rap.
We should have Nick list movies he thinks got a bad rap and that are better than based on the one viewing he saw 20 years ago, and we do that as an interview where we watch. Like,
I would love
seven
that
movies
because honestly, there are so many movies.
I'm sure you would, Nick.
There's so many movies that I love going back and watching to see if they still hold up, and a lot of them, some of them do. Like I watched, you know, recently we were talking about, I think it was last podcast, whenever the fuck we were talking about Major League. And I was so surprised that we went back and watched that. I was like, for the most part, this movie holds up. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I will say, though, that Pluto Nash is not one of these situations where the critics shit on it and then the audience said, no, you know what? The critics are wrong. You can never please the critics. Because, again, the Metascore out of 100 for the on Pluto Nash is 12 out of 100. And the user score, 5.0 out of 10. So it's not a huge leap. Not a huge amount better. And I will say that one of the user scores is from JMan88, and they gave it a 10 out of 10. And they said, this is my most favorite film in the universe. Sure, the budget was $100 million, and they only got $7 million, making Warner Bros. Lose $93 million. That's because people didn't see it.
It is.
Those are the facts. That's the actual facts of what happened there.
So a couple of these user scores, just joke user scores. They're not even real, you know?
Sure.
I'm going to rent Pluto Nash this week. I will report back to you guys as to whether or not it holds up.
I'm excited. Like,
yeah, maybe you guys need it right now. There's no new content coming out.
You guys, like, this is one of those movies that, like, I was so excited to watch as a little
kid.
Pluto
Nash.
Yeah.
Really?
You have to understand, Eddie Murphy.
Coming off of Nutty Professor and all that stuff.
No.
You know, wrong.
We can go further back. What was the
he had a great run coming up to this. I mean, this was like, I think he did this before.
It was Dr. Doolittle. It was Nutty Professor. And I don't know if this was before or after Meet Dave, but Meet Dave was also another critical bomb. Can we watch the trailer?
Is that possible?
Oh, so this is 2002. Yeah, so his career was pretty much done by 2002.
Meet Dave, a better movie critically, 43 out of 100.
I did not like that movie. That's when he's an alien, right? Or people are in his head talking to him. He's like, cool. I have to figure out.
Eddie Murphy in Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, guys. We could watch. It seems like we can watch the whole movie because it's just been uploaded and no one
cares.
Has taken it out.
No wonder it didn't make any money, man.
Like Warner Brothers or whoever produces, like, it's not worth the money.
Are we gonna watch the trailer
to take it down?
I'm ready to watch the trailer.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's watch the trailer.
I'm telling you guys, get ready for fun. Strap in for a fun time.
I remember the trailer seemed like it was a lot of fun, and boy, was I disappointed when I went to watch this one in theaters at 12.
Tim, this movie was made for you. They all wear Jordans, I think.
Tim, he might be right.
239,000 miles from Earth in the black.
I still can't hear it.
Yep, that's a good call. I'm working on it.
I thought I was hearing some sound effects that I thought was a trailer. Yeah, I thought the music was going to kick in.
Can't hear it.
Okay, there we go.
All right,
here we go.
You guys can
hear. Pluto Nash, 2002. If you're an audio listener, it opens with the Warner Brothers logo and a rock. 1,000
miles from Earth. Look, already awesome. In the blackness of space. There is like those titles right there. That's $2 million we didn't need.
And in the year 2087, that was a quarter of the budget. Its future will be in the hands of one man.
Eddie Murphy is Pluto Nash. Pluto Nash. Dude, Luis Guzman, come on.
The battle between pretty evil.
Let's get it right this time.
That's pretty funny.
Good.
Oh yeah, look at that. Look at me.
Begins.
Well, we were thinking a little more bubblage.
Hey.
Oh yeah.
Eddie Murphy.
A pleasure to meet you, Pluto.
You married twins, huh?
No, they're not twins. I met the perfect woman, and then I had a clone.
Which one's which?
Who cares?
The Adventures of Pluto.
That's when Jay Moore was in movies. Like people put him in movies.
Why don't you take these Hillaries? We appreciate you helping us out.
Come on.
How has Rosario Dawson not aged a day? Like, that was her, right?
Yeah, that was definitely
her. That's
crazy. Sure. That's wild to me. That's beyond
wild. You guys just don't know what a fun time is.
Give us the breakdown.
What did we just watch?
Are you still standing by everything you're saying?
Yeah, I stand by. I stand by the fact that when I watched it 20 years ago, I enjoyed it more than I thought I was going to enjoy it. Ask me the plot. I have no idea. I don't remember there were two of them. I just remember watching this going like, I'm relatively entertained by this. I don't understand why people hated this movie so much. Like, I don't remember it being great, but I also – I was just like – it was one of those things where I watched it and I was like, I don't – know why this everyone like thinks this is the worst movie ever made. It's not like Waterworld, which actually
Waterworld,
but it just got
Waterworld
just went
cool,
over budget,
right?
Sorry, I think what I meant to say was The Postman.
No, don't say that, because The Postman's even cooler.
That movie's terrible. The whole time he's like, I have to deliver this letter, and they open it up and it's like a coupon for fucking a free fucking pizza.
Dude, you are so wrong. Do you not even remember the story of The Postman? He puts on a postal outfit and is like, yeah, the United States is back. Here's some mail. We're trying to redeliver it. And then what happens is that, like, they believe him. And they're like, here's more mail. Can you go take it? And he kind of keeps going, doing this con. And then this lady's like, hey, we can't have kids right now, but it'd be really cool if you can impregnate me. Then he gets caught by the bad guys who have the Rule of Eight or something. You guys remember this Rule of Eight? It was wild.
You could literally be making all this up. I don't remember anything about this.
Are you talking about Death Stranding? I'm very confused.
It's very similar. Hideo Kojima was actually in The Postman. He's in one of the scenes in the back. He's like, I got a great idea that's going to mature. I'm going to put that up there, let it cook for 45 years, and then throw it out. Nick's going to play it 7 years from now and say it's the greatest game he's ever played.
Death Stranding would be Nick's favorite game of all time. I want that day to happen.
Yeah, just
based to be 8 years from now, though. You're right.
Based on what I have played of Kojima games and watching you guys play that game, I don't know that it speaks to me, but I'll give it a shot 7-8 years from now when they put it on the PlayStation 7.
Six.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Kind of Funny Podcast, everybody. Each and
Batman
every week.
Laughing is the Hispanic heartthrob Texas treat. Latino heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds. The globe trotting, head shotting, rooting, tooting, nitro rifle from twitch.tv. Andy Cortez.
pleasure to be here with you all, gentlemen. Well, pleasure to be here.
Happy to have you. Happy to have you. And of course, rounding out the quartet, Forbes 30 under 30, aka the second best baby blues in San Francisco, aka the engaged one at Tim Geddes.
I appreciate the spooky ghost, Greg. I haven't been on a show with you while you had it, but I remember. Sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, the spooky ghost just got added over the weekend. Jen added that in there. So that's new this week. That's new. Mm-hmm. Same with the spider lights over here, if you can see them.
Spider lights are down here.
Yeah.
That's
cool.
Oh, yeah.
We got real in my head. You can see we have the haunted tree here as well that lights up.
It's too much like Christmas. I don't like that. It's
going all out over here. Yeah, I'm sorry. Nick Scarpino from kindoffunny.com.
Can I tell you guys how heartbreaking it is going into one of my favorite months during this whole the COVID crisis and not being able to do anything fun for Halloween?
Before you get into that, let me tell you, of course, this is a Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, four best friends gather on these microphones, each coming to talk about whatever it is they want to talk about. If you like that, you're pretty cool. You should go to patreon.com/kindoffunny where you can get each and every episode ad-free. You can write in to be part of the show. And of course, you can get it with the exclusive post show we do each and every week. Of course, when you support us on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can get your name read on the show as a producer. You can get the exclusive gold topic we're about to record later this afternoon and oh, so much more. However, if you have no bucks toss our way on patreon.com/kindoffunny, it's no big deal. Head over to youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, or podcast services around the globe each and every week to get a brand spanking new episode of four best friends hanging out and hopefully Nick taking off his shirt. Housekeeping for you, of course. Thank you to our Patreon producer, Mohammed Mohammed, aka Momo, Stevie Combs, Julian the Gluten-Free Gamer, Blackjack, Lee Polero, Kieran O'Donnell, Steve Powers, and Chiminda Hangalapo. Today, we're brought to you by Sunsoil, AT&T 5G Cross Samsung, and Fubo TV. But before we get to any of that, Cannibal King writes in to patreon.com/kindoffunny, just like you can, and says, with Halloween fast approaching, do you have any plans to celebrate while still in quarantine? Also, very much looking forward to Conjuring in review. Nick, back to you.
I have a whole bunch of movies queued up. I think that's going to have to be my October surprise. I've had Poltergeist on my Netflix queue for a while.
That's your October surprise.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, you know, I've got a bunch of movies that through the last couple months have been sort of added to, like Gremlins, I think, has been also added to the queues. And I keep trying to get my wife to watch them, but she's got this weird, like, rule where she's like, if that is a holiday movie, we cannot watch it during non-holiday times. So, like, scary movies like Poltergeist, I think, are going to fly in October, because starting October, like, it's Halloween time, so we can watch scary movies again, right? She did watch a little bit of Annabelle with me last night, and then but the only thing she kept saying was, I can't believe these people chose to do this movie, which we'll talk about later this week when we do Annabelle in review. But yeah, that's pretty much all I'm going to do so far, and then I think I'm just going to go to Target and get the individually wrapped Reese's peanut butter cups that come in the bag and eat as many of them as my body will allow.
You should come over. They're not a popular candy from in this house. So the
really?
Candy
bowl,
the
candy Wait, why do those look off. Weird? Why do those look weird? Pull the back
they're
up.
They're not the ones like you wrap for Christmas.
Those are the cups. The little cups?
What did you just say?
I want the big cups. I want the normal size cup that's individually wrapped.
So you just want a candy bar. You just want a candy bar that has nothing to do with Halloween.
Why have they started wrapping them like that? Well, open that thing up. Let me see what's inside.
I need to see what's inside this.
Yeah, what the fuck? I don't understand this.
I feel like this is going to send Nick down a path of war.
Remember that this came from one of the multiple sizes of candy, or a variety pack of Halloween candy.
It's not doing it. It's not focusing. Just open it, you goddamn heathen.
No, showing you.
I get it. I just want to see what size cup we're dealing with here. Okay, so that's interesting.
That was a first.
That was a surprise.
Well, you normally expect, those like are a in the fucking jack o' lantern.
No, but normally those used to come in gold foil, and out of every three of them was kind of open to the air, and you're like, this can't be safe. They must have
you're
started packaging
of,
them.
You're
like
thinking
this.
Of Christmas Reese's penis buttercups that you'd get in the little jars. You get the little jars from your grandma. You know what I mean? You should have one from that. That's a Christmas version of the Reese's
peanut butter.
No, that's always version of that thing. No. It just changed the color, and then all of a sudden,
some kid's gonna come home with something like this that's not hermetically sealed in a plastic bag, and they're gonna be like, all right, great. Eat that.
Well, not anymore, but like
they're gonna be like, honey, that's somebody's grandmother's candy. Don't eat it. That's from Christmas. That's from almost a year old.
There's kisses.
Yeah.
But then there was the Reese's peanut butter cups that are wrapped in the same type of foil. And then there's that shitty little piece of paper in between that always gets in the way. Too much rapping.
I feel like exactly. They got rid of the piece of paper, right?
No, it's back. He just had it on that thing. The paper's back. The wrapping's gone.
Wait, what about the white and red striped kisses?
You mean like the cardstock sort of material?
Yeah, you mean piece of like cardstock that's in between the cups. No, you mean this?
Well, that's on the normal one with the two that are like kind of like the half dollar sized ones. Mm-hmm. That has the cardboard.
I was thinking about Gracie.
You count the paper I just threw away?
And then it has that too.
The cardboard I always really respected because it's like a little table they put on pizzas. They're exactly. Like, we just don't want this to get fucked up for you because we know you like this. It's the goat of all Halloween candy. No offense to Snickers.
Reese's Pieces is not the goat of Halloween candy. It's the least. It's one of the least popular ones in this bowl.
Sorry, no, not Reese's Pieces. Reese's peanut butter cups, not pieces. Reese's Pieces can go fuck themselves unless they're Reese's on top of ice cream, in which case, what's up?
Here's what I'll say about this, though, Greg, is that your house, I don't think, is the model house, right, to be looking after and to be gauging what popularity there is within certain pieces of candy, because you have a Canadian living with you and you have someone from the UK. Yep. And you know these snobby folks from across the pond who are always like, American candy is so disgusting. It's always Cadbury. That beautiful. All I Cadbury. Hear. Yeah, exactly. I prefer
Worcestershire.
It's all these snobby across the pond people that are so sick of American candy. It's like, you're here, live with it, right?
Yeah.
Eat it.
No. You're right. No, you're 100% right. And I don't agree with you often when you want to go off about the Brits. But no, it's 100% correct. Of all of them over there, like, oh, our candy's so much better. It's like, who the fuck cares?
Do it with the accent. Do it with the accent.
Oh, Gavin, my candy's so much better, Gavin.
I didn't mean that one. I just thought you were going to do a regular one.
I thought you wanted my British accent.
That's the only one he does.
That's the only one. Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like, they're all, what are they going? They're going down their corner, their shop, as they call it. They're going to the shops and they're getting candy bars every night. Yeah, they're eating in the loo. No, get out of here. And that was the thing when I was trying to explain a Mounds bar to Lucy the other day. She's like, oh, like a Bounty. I'm like, all right.
A Bounty?
It's a Mounds bar.
You're like like the napkins?
Yes, like the paper towels. But it turns out they eat candy over there from the same company that, you know, Bounty candy bars. I guess they couldn't hack it as paper towels over there.
You're going to be like, hey, Lucy, try out this almond joy. She's going to be like, oh, like a sink? It's like, no, you call them sinks over there. No, they're called almond joys over here. Like, what are these words? Yeah, what are these fucking words, man?
Nick, you raised your hand in the middle of all this. What's going on?
Yeah, can I ask you a question? Are you is that like a functional ribbon around your tree behind you, or is it dressed up in Halloween costume already as like a white belt? What's going on back there?
Oh no, that's a functional thing. That this is Jen's rubber boy, the rubber tree she has, and so yeah, if she doesn't do that, they'll go down to
they'll spread
out too far. I think they might break under their own weight. I think they're stronger together. It's like what they teach you in jujitsu, right? When they're talking about you guys being the Foot Clan. Whereas if you were just one bamboo reed, that's easy to crack. But if you put them all together, it's almost indestructible.
Stronger together, further apart.
Kind of Funny Nine. You know what I mean?
Kind of funny nine.
I watched Karate Kid last night.
Oh, yeah?
You're getting into Cobra Kai?
Oh, yeah. I have to do it, Nick.
Dude, I'm so excited about this.
Tying it up, man. Yeah, because the season 3 coming to Netflix, I'm like, all right, I've heard too many good things about this show. I gotta get in there right. But, of course, you can't just jump into the show. It's like, I need to go back. We're watching not just 1, 2, and 3. We're watching the next Karate Kid.
Okay. I was going to say, you have to at least watch 1, 2, and 3 because they reference all three of them at some point. They're very small references, and if you don't get them, you're like, who gives a fuck? But if you want to get the full effect, you got to watch 1, 2, and 3.
What's the point of watching it if you're not getting it?
I'm just saying, man, there's lots of great moments in the Karate Kid franchise. So you're going to watch the Hilary Swank version and you're going to watch the Jaden Smith Karate Kid?
We're not doing Jaden Smith.
You have to.
They don't really make reference to that one.
It's not connected, right?
That was like reviewing all the Batman films
and not watching Catwoman. It would be sacrilege.
You're right. I still haven't seen the Catwoman basketball scene.
Don't. You have to wait for when we watch it.
Yeah, wait for when we get to it in review.
Guys, we're not doing it. It's not funny. Stop joking about it, all right?
Kevin,
what are you in the interview comments? They all pointed out that there's 12.
What's in your mouth?
What are you chewing on, Kevin?
What's in your mouth, Kevin?
I'm sorry. I was running around doing errands, not realizing what time we had to work. So I haven't eaten lunch, and I'm eating chips now.
I would like to believe that you have a bag of those peanut butter cups next to you, like I want, and you're just hammering them.
Nick, it sounded like whatever was in his mouth was a melted sort of peanut butter.
Yes, it was like Aaron Burr. Aaron Burr.
It sounded delicious.
Okay, man.
See, here's the thing. We have all this candy. I've already gone through and eaten all the Kit Kats out of this
fucking monster.
Give me a break
here. And they we don't have one, mounds. Tim. We have Almond Joys. So I'm not always in the mood for that. Whereas I'm always in the mood for a mounds, right? So when we were at Target this weekend buying more Halloween stuff and just, you know, how do you cope with the pandemic? You just spend money on worthless crap you don't need.
Of course.
We went into the candy aisle and talked about restocking it. And I made the call there, of course, for M&M. Fun size M&Ms. All right. I wanted to get a bunch of fun. These glow in the dark too. Very nice.
Oh, that's fun. It's good for your colon.
The problem is now the bowl is overflowing with M&Ms because the balance is off. And then last night, what did I want? I was like, you know what would be good right now? A Red Vine, a Starburst, something like that. That weird plasticky kind of candy. And all I had was chocolate.
Chewy fruit.
Chewy fruit is what they call it. Yes, that is it. Yeah. Yeah.
Would you have any gushers? Do you have any fruit gushers, Greg?
No, I haven't had a gusher since eighth grade, probably.
You should try it out, Greg. It's one of those things where I'm with you, Greg. I hadn't had a gusher, you know, since the Taft administration. I hadn't had a gusher or fruit by the foot or fruit roll-up or any one of those things in a long time. And they are as good as you remember them. They are as tasty as you remember them and special, you know, like you bite into it, it just goos out. It just squirts in your mouth and it's like, ugh, it's falling out of your mouth and stuff. It's really good.
This is back to what we were talking about yesterday, right, Tim, where why do people eat Tide Pods? They're looking for an adult gusher.
Exactly. Yeah.
The fact that people haven't come up with adult gushers yet is pretty disturbing.
I mean, I just feel like you're doing, yeah, adult gushers. Exactly.
But Andy, my question to everyone here at this table, how many gushers per mouthful?
Oh,
well, it depends on if you're trying to mix bag, up tastes.
I feel like the bag tells you how many, you know what I'm saying? Yes,
you're saying like if it's a small, like if it's the same size bag,
he cracks the bag, and that's what I mean.
Yeah, because you're talking like because they're in little pouches, right?
Yeah,
yeah, you just pop the whole little pouch because, like, look, when you get it out, you can do two things. You can take the time, like it's a fucking pomegranate, rip it apart and get each individual little gusher, or you pop all that mother right in your mouth and you're good to go.
I don't like doing that. I feel like that's a little too much. I like kind of savoring them as long as possible. But here's the thing, Kevin. I'm not. This Andy, sounds Andy, like Kevin. Second. Here's the thing. This sounds like I'm better than you, Kevin, because I am like measuring what I'm eating. No, it's not true at all. I'm just eating them slower, but I'm going to continue to eat more and more and more.
Andy, here's the thing. The box doesn't come with one bag.
It comes with like six. Yeah.
Oh no, you got to go to get the Costco size. You get 30 bags in those minutes.
I think, like, Tim, to answer your question, I think
you ate a gusher.
I bought a box maybe 6 months ago, and I went to town. Right. And recently I noticed, and I'm trying to find it now, and I'm not having great luck with it. They sell a giant gusher at a gas station I was at relatively
recently.
You
mean just like one thing?
What, it's like, yeah, it's one
like
thing.
Like the gummy bear thing?
No, not that big. I'd say it's a little smaller than a golf ball.
Oh, don't Google adult gusher.
Oh, I do. Hold on.
In the chat here live on youtube.com/ patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can watch it over on YouTube while we do it. Jacek does say that Watt may have ruined gushers.
Oh.
Which I don't remember the lyric line. Andy, what's the lyric line referencing gushers?
Wet and gush. Or, yeah, well, it's the...
I know what WAP is. I've heard the song.
Well, it's the censored version is wet and gushy instead of wet ass pussy.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Wet and gushy.
I thought she doesn't compare her vagina to a gusher.
I thought it was just wet and gushy. I don't know. I don't remember every lyric, unfortunately. I can look them up if you'd like.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm thinking, guys. I think we get in on the spicy nugget craze, but they're not spicy nuggets. They are just gushers the size of nuggets.
It's like a lot of gush, though, man.
That might be too much gush.
Yeah, the reason I like the gush is that you can slow play it if you want. I mean, Kevin, this is no disrespect to you. I respect putting all the gushers in your mouth and just trying to swallow them. But I like to do one at a time. I think they're good size for just to get it in there. And, you know, to me, actually,
get wet.
Truth be told, when I was a kid or young adult, because I think these came out probably when I was like 15, I used to pretend like they were a sack of jewels that they found at the end of Goonies. Remember that one?
Sure, Greg? Yeah.
And then I would do one by one. I would eat them, like swallow them. How, like, okay, if I ever had to like hide these jewels and like poop them out later so I could save my entire neighborhood, this is how I do it one by one and then swallow them. But then I chew them first.
If they were nuggets.
Wait, hold on a second. He just told us that when he was a child.
He wouldn't chew. I could swallow this, but I'm going to chew it first. But then if I had to poop back out to save my house, I would do it. Goonies. Also on my Halloween list. I consider Goonies a Halloween movie.
Goonies a Halloween movie.
Bitty, pirates.
It is,
scary,
right?
People.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's not traditional.
There's murderers.
I think that
associated with Halloween in a weird way.
I don't think it's like, it's not one to one. It's just on the ancillary Halloween. It's a fun adventure kind of spooky movie.
In the Kids JFK, on bikes. In the JFK movie, Kevin, JFK got murdered. Does that make it a Halloween movie? Like for you to say there's murders?
Well, there's murder. Yeah, but like they're running away from murderers in like the same way that like, I don't know, you would imagine a jack-o'-lantern would come to life and follow you.
Exactly.
I would have never thought to imagine.
Or Michael Keaton's Snowman movie, which I always thought was a horror movie, but it turns out it's not a horror movie.
It was a really cute movie. I watched it.
Remember, there is a Jack Frost that is a horror movie.
That's probably why I'm confusing these two. Yeah.
But this was a very sweet one of Michael Keaton dying.
He became his son's snowman. Yeah.
So you can have one more season with his son, which is just equally as depressing and heartbreaking.
Yeah.
What? Saw it in theaters.
So really?
Does he die at the end or do they stick him in a freezer?
I don't remember incredibly well, but I'm pretty sure, yeah, he melts away. But it might be like that Frosty Snowman kind of shit where he'll be back next year.
He comes back, yeah. I think that was what it was. Either that or the kid put him in a cup and was just carrying his dad in a cup around for the rest of his life.
He just ingests him. That way dad can always be with him.
Dad, be a part of me. Shut him up the
pew. For me. Be every fluid.
Like the jewels.
Oh,
save the neighborhood.
I didn't know where you're going with that. I saw the Jack Frost movie, I think, like three times in school.
Really?
I don't know why I kept watching it in school.
Like during like Spanish class when the teacher was sick? Is that one
something
of those
like
things?
That? But yeah. Also one of those things where, you know, hey, kids, you're doing great. Let's go to the gym. Let's put the projector on and we'll watch. I don't even know if it was a projector. No, you know what? It was probably just like a fucking CRT on the rollout thing. But we had the little popcorn because they, you know, it's like when you do well, they'll bust out the little popcorn maker and you get little bags of popcorn. Sure, it was a nice little fun time.
Here's, I'm on the Jack Frost 1998 film synopsis and Wikipedia page. I'm just going to first off read you the description.
We've done this before on the Game Over Greggy show. I just want to put that out there.
Different podcast. Michael Keaton as Jack Frost, Charlie's father, the vocalist and harmonica player of the Jack Frost band, who was killed in a car accident while trying to come home to spend Christmas with his family and is restored to life in the form of a snowman on his son's front yard thanks to his son's magic harmonica.
What the fuck?
Spoilers, of course, for how this ends. We're going to read the last two graphs of the plot synopsis. As winter approaches its end, Jack begins melting and struggles to get to Charlie's hockey game. Afterward, Charlie decides to take Jack to the mountains where it's colder, but has a difficult time convincing Gabby to do so. Charlie comes across Rory, who also insults the snowman by asking which is more stupid. After Jack speaks in front of Rory by correcting his last sentence, Rory then sympathizes with Charlie not having a father and helps him sneak Jack onto a truck en route to the mountains. Jack and Charlie arrive at the isolated cabin that the family was going to stay at before Jack's death. Jack calls Gabby, nonchalantly asking her to come to the cabin to pick up Charlie. Gabby is shocked, but recognizes his voice and obliges. Jack tells
what is funny about any of this?
Jack tells the disheartened Charlie that he has to leave. When his wife arrives, the snowman shell dissipates, revealing Jack in an ethereal form. Jack tells Charlie he will be with him wherever he goes, and after saying farewell and giving his love to both his wife and son, returns to the afterlife. In the closing moments of the film, Charlie plays hockey with a group of friends, which now includes Rory, while Gabby happily watches and Mac plays music on the piano. The final street scene shows that all the front yards have snowmen in them.
So
why
are we all just going to ignore that he said he's going to read the last two graphs? In referring to paragraphs of this Wikipedia? No,
thank you. I thought he was going to.
That's how I was taught in school, all right? That's how we call him in the journalist game, you know?
So how am I going to celebrate Halloween? Back to the question.
Do you have plans to celebrate while still in quarantine? Andy Cortez, the rootin' tootin' nitro rifle.
Probably definitely not. The thing is, probably the people definitely. I live with are very festive. They love their decorations. Alyssa and Mireya, our other roommate, have been putting up all sorts of stuff around the house. And I feel like that may be the extent of the celebration. Because I just don't know, right? Like, I don't know. I see maybe one person coming to visit or maybe two people, but we're like, there will be no parties. There's not going to be anything crazy like that. It's just impossible, dude. It's impossible.
What if we do a backyard party, you know? As long as we keep the distance, it should be fine.
Nothing spookier than that.
Wearing masks.
Hey.
And whenever I want a drink, I'll walk to the corner and just put the mask back on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I'll go you one better. What if you threw a normal party, but all of us wore costumes that were airtight and had to have like scuba tanks? We're all just come as scuba people.
Okay. We're all dressed up as scuba divers. Well, yeah, scuba people.
Scuba people.
You know, the proud race of scuba people. Scuba people.
They keep warring with Aquaman's peeves. Or like we all come as astronauts or something like that. That way we can just have built-in face masks.
I think we'll end up doing our normal garbage. What day of the week is Halloween this year?
I think it's a Saturday.
Is it?
It's so far away. I kind of like.
It is the Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah. Wow, look at that. Look at that.
Fuck. Last year we were looking forward to it, you know, being a Saturday.
To a weekend. Yeah, you're right, Kevin. Because we were doing the birthday thing during the day. And it's just like.
Tell you what, we still have the old studio and a lot of really rusty, disgusting LaCroix cans. We could just make LaCroix cocktails and invite the entire neighborhood.
We also have the new studio, which is enormous, and we could spread everyone out.
That's true. No bathroom, though, so we'd have to pee and poop in.
Oh, there's a hole. There's a hole.
Pee and poop into holes. That's what came up. I don't know. It's a interesting question, Cannibal King. Like, Halloween's my favorite holiday, and yeah, it's totally weird this year, and I don't know what the thing was. I was thinking, you know, Animal Crossing, as we record this, their October fall update starts tomorrow on the 30th. And goes through, and then they announced in their little video that there's trick-or-treating on Halloween in the game. Wow. So I was thinking I'll probably end up streaming that if there's not something going on, like wear a costume and stream that and hang out that way. We could do some kind of funny thing that way.
I'm the least festive person ever, as you guys all know, so it's like I really don't care at all. But now that I have Moose, it kind of changes things, because now I have an excuse to dress him up just more than normal. So I don't know. We've been throwing around a lot of ideas. But
what if you just spray paint him orange? He's just a big Cheeto.
And I'll put it this way, here's a couple things. You spray paint him orange, big Cheeto, that's great, Andy, that's one you should go with. Or you dress him up like you, and then you dress up like him.
Okay.
It's so good.
You put a little beard on him, a little hair on him. Yeah.
I was gonna say you just have to spray paint him pink. No, you should make a Pikachu. Is he cool with like paint?
I don't know that any dog's cool with paint.
Tim, here's the thing. You give him a bath with food coloring in the water, dyes him yellow.
Exactly, Kevin. Yeah. Exactly. I can draw on the details. You know me, I have a steady hand. I can draw the little pink cheeks.
Yeah.
I could dye his eyeballs all black. So there's no white in his eyes.
They're close to it, but he does the porty look every once in a while.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Where you see that, the white on the side.
It's my favorite thing any dogs ever do.
Mad they still haven't met. I want this to happen more than anything. So maybe it has to be Halloween. Maybe the Halloween ends up just being Moose and Porty hanging out, just the two of them.
Here's what you all do. You let them free at the same time. No. Here's what you do.
The disrespect, Kevin.
Here's what you do.
I'm listening. Here, Andy, the Rootin' Tootin' Nitro Raffle is going to tell us what to do.
You all both like rub them. You rub them both in some sort of blanket or fabric. Then you ship
I rub them.
You ship those fabrics.
I'm caught up.
And then Tim, you go, hey, this is what Porty smells like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Greg goes, hey, here's what Moose smells like. Mm-hmm. And you kind of like train them on this scent, and then you let them free into public and say, go find each other.
Go,
go. Put a GoPro on their head.
Uh huh.
That's content right there, right? How long can you survive? How long will it take to go find this other dog?
I'm sorry. Greg, what does this have to do with Halloween?
That's how they meet each other.
We've already decided that if one thing is chasing another thing for Halloween, it's a Halloween movie.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And is there anything scary as to these dogs out in the wild, seeing if they can survive, as Andy said?
How long do you think Porty would survive if you just put him outside?
Instantly.
Porty would get scooped up immediately by somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a hot commodity. When I go to the bagel shop and I tie him to a parking meter, I always have to keep my eye on him because he's easy. Somebody go and then click him right away. Gone. Because everybody knows how cute he is. You look at him, he's adorable, right?
He's adorable.
It's not till you get home and you find all the weird warts on him and he's the farts and knees he's got that you realize, wait a second.
The sheen on his ass, and you're like, how come the bottom half of his ass is off from the rest of his
butt? I mean, if you're out there and you're looking to dog nap somebody, you don't have time to sit there and like, do I like this guy's ass? No, you're like, bam, pick him up, go.
Sure.
And again,
people
always think he's a puppy when they meet him, right? So they get home and they realize, wait a second. This thing, I breathed wrong on this thing and he's hurt. What's going on? Something's got to be done.
Oh, man. I digress.
Tim, how are you celebrating?
I don't know. Probably nothing. Maybe
whatever.
Do
you think G and Joey are going to do nothing at your house for Halloween?
Oh, my house? Nothing. I mean, it's just a Thursday.
But I mean, like, kids are, kids are definitely not trick-or-treating this year. That's part of, like, the fun of, you know, setting up that. You could decorate your entryway area or whatever, or if you're in a building, kids can come out. Can they? That seems very dangerous.
I feel like, I believe the CDC has said, like, leave bags outside and line them up. And that's then kids, and it's like, no one's going to do that. These kids are going to run by and pick up as many bags as they can. These fucking kids.
It's interesting that all of us had different reasons why not to do that. Kevin's first thought was larceny. That people would just steal all the candy.
Come on. Like, you've been there. You've gotten to a door and saw a bowl and just been like, well, I'm filling the bag.
Taking as much as I want. Well, actually, the last time I remember doing that, I think the bowl was empty. I think some other kid had gotten to it before me.
Kevin always gets there first.
Yeah.
Of course he does.
Kevin's really fast. My mom was candy. On the, like, street driving, and we were just filling up the trunk.
I've never done that. I have never, ever felt compared to just fill up a bag with somebody's candy outside. Like, I don't know, I just feel like this isn't just for me, it's for a lot of other people.
As a kid, I've never done the whole thing where you dump the bowl into your bag. Like, I've seen that, like, on, you know, Nest cams or whatever, but I've definitely, you know, please take one, and you take a handful like that. I've been around.
You take a handful. One right. is like a,
if I'm
like
being
a,
honest, like... I've never taken the whole bowl. I've definitely taken multiple handfuls though.
Multiple
with
handfuls.
Zero shame.
Sure.
I am biting my tongue so hard about just young Kevin stories when it comes to this stuff. Let's move on before
what?
I say some
Tim,
shit.
Tim, stop. What do you remember taking bowls?
Look, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. It's just your mom, you know? Did your mom, was your mom obsessed with candy to an unhealthy
really
degree
was.
That she would get her kids and her kids' friends to do horrible things? Yeah,
we told
would.
The story about the white chocolate snowman, right?
We've told that before. Yeah. Jack, I think we also told that story in the Jack Frost episode of Game Over Greggy show.
Jesus,
it's all
Christ.
Full circle.
Can we just stop this episode and play the Jack Frost episode? Game Over Greggy? No, seems like we're covering everything.
It's that or
I'm looking here. I'm on CDC.gov, and they're talking about how to deal with the holidays here, and they have it all broken up into lower risk activities, moderate risk activities, and higher risk activities. So they're not really banning you from doing anything, but they are strongly encouraging you not to. Right. It does say right here, if you may have COVID or you've been exposed, you should not participate in person. That's obvious. That's at the top. But like down in high risk activities, this is avoid these higher risk activities to help prevent the spread of the virus that causes COVID-19. Participating in traditional trick-or-treating where treats are handed to the children who go to door to door. Having trunk trick-or-treating where treats are handed out from trunks of cars lined up in large parking lots. Attend costume parties held indoors. Go to any indoor haunted house. Moderate risk, they talk about stuff, right? Having an outdoor Halloween movie night with local friends and family who are spaced at least 6 feet, 6 feet
That's
apart.
That's pretty cool.
But then they have this bullet point that I like. If screaming will likely occur, greater distance is advised.
Yeah.
The greater the distance, the lower the chance of the spreading the respiratory virus.
That's smart.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, though.
Weird thing.
So we can't scare Andy this week.
There, Kevin's right. Attending a costume party held outdoors where protective masks are used and people can remain more than 6 feet apart. A costume mask, such as Halloween, is not a substitute for a cloth mask.
Yeah.
A costume mask should not be used unless it was made with two or more breathable fabric layers.
Yeah. You gotta line that shit with the little filters. I have like a giant package of filters that I could replace my Mega 64 mask with. Prepared, man.
Man, I'll tell you what lower risk activity sounds like when you want a toy and your mom buys the wrong toy, but it's like the educational version of the toy, and then she tries to justify it while you're sad. Lower risk activities, carving or decorating pumpkins with members of your household and displaying them. Like, yeah, no shit. What are you talking about?
It's actually the lowest risk activity.
A virtual Halloween costume contest, having a Halloween movie night with the people you live with.
There you go.
You might as well say, like, look at your neighbors partying.
Do the things with the same people you see every night.
No, thank you.
Dude. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a bag of candy and some popcorn and some Coke Zero Andy. And I'm going to go to town on all the Poltergeist movies. 1, 2, the remake, the second remake. I'm doing them all.
How many Poltergeist movies are there?
There's 3.
Is there a second remake?
They made 2. They made Poltergeist 1. And no, I'm sorry. They made 3. They made Poltergeist 1, Poltergeist 2, which I think was the original cast, right, Greg? I think Craig T. Nelson and everyone came back. It was just kind of like another version of the movie.
Remember, that's the one she dies during the filming of, and they ship her off to New York to live with like her aunt and uncle.
Tom Skerritt, and Nancy Allen from RoboCop. Was that number? Yeah. That's number 2.
That's number 2.
And then they did the redo, which is Poltergeist, which
isn't there a Poltergeist 3? Yeah, there's Poltergeist 3.
There was. Wasn't there?
There's definitely Poltergeist 3. I'm looking at the thing.
I think there was two remakes, but I think one was made for TV.
Oh.
But then the second one came out in like 2015.
That movie was terrible.
And it was legitimately the worst remake I've ever seen.
Have you guys seen the first one?
Oh my God, it's incredible.
It's great. It's great.
And then this remake is just like, it's so sad to see just how they could fuck it up that bad.
Yeah.
So Poltergeist number one was 1982, and that was the Spielberg produced movie that I think Joe Dante directed or Toby Hooper directed. We got Poltergeist 2, The Other Side, which I have no idea what that is, and then Poltergeist 3. Let's see. The Other Side is the one with the apartment. Poltergeist 3 is the one where she goes to Tom Skerritt and goes to the apartment building, which was scary. Poltergeist 2 is the one with the crazy old guy whose face melts off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think that Craig T. Nelson was in Poltergeist 2 as well.
I looked at the Wikipedia page after you said it. Yeah, he's listed there. So it must be in the very beginning. They got him to do like a scene where he hands off Carol Ann, I guess.
No, I think this movie was literally another. They went to another house and got another haunting. And another then in 3 is where she goes, you're going to go visit your fucking aunt and uncle in New York.
Wow, really? 3 is the one. One? Fuck.
Man. Yeah, this is the one where he eats the worm, remember? Like he drinks the tequila. I do remember
that. That wasn't in Poltergeist 1?
I think that was 2.
Oh, man. I ran Poltergeist 1 and 2 together. My apologies. Yeah. My apologies.
Have you ever seen these, Andy?
I haven't. No. I've seen part 1 when I was really, really young. I have
you're right. I apologize.
I have an idea for an NBC sitcom. Okay.
Okay.
Wait, maybe.
What's up, Kev?
Would you say you were too young to watch it?
No, because I remember all the "they're here" and I remember the backyard scene and I remember the big white kind of looking thing coming at them.
Get it, move the graves.
Yeah, it was all very scary. Yeah. And then the little the little creepy woman, right?
Andy, this house is clean. Yeah. I never know if she said clear or clean. So I just say
I was too young. It scarred me bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Clean?
I think so.
I think it is clean, but I'll tell you what. Ace Ventura made me think it was clear.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Andy, because he says it.
Because he's like doing his whole like spiel to all the cops, and he's like, "This house is clear." It sounds like that's what he says.
Okay, so it is clean, I think.
She says clean for sure in whatever this thing I'm looking at right here.
Wait, I'm here. I got it right now. Can you hear it?
clean. She says clean. She did say clean. Oh, you fucking
really getting a lot done on this podcast, man.
I'm my back yet?
Oh no, your sound's back. Your sound's back. Okay. Anyway, NBC sitcom. It's a comedy. It's cute. It's called The Poltergeist, and it's about just like a ghost who rents an apartment, and the landlord is like, I don't know, Ray Romano, and the poltergeist is just like this unassuming kind of ghost. You know,
who voices the poltergeist?
That's what I'm wondering.
Someone from The Big Bang Theory. We got to bring them back. Everyone wants
right, the Big Bang Theory.
Oh, the Sheldon dude. People love him.
Sheldon. Yeah. He just got the COVID. Like, he lost his sense of taste.
And are you a ghost? And he's
hold on.
Are
I'm
you
sorry.
The
full
host?
Stop. Full stop. Andy, I'm sorry. Full stop, because that sounds really funny and I want you to do that bit again. In Poltergeist, the Sheldon character got COVID and died from it and lost his taste? Or are you saying the actor who got COVID?
In real life, he got COVID and lost his taste and smell for a while. I read about that article this morning. He said it was very off-putting to lose your sense of smell and taste.
I can imagine, yeah. Of course.
It was very strange. But here's what I'll say. I think he died in some sort of crazy accident because he's still a mathematician, Andy, and he helps the guy that lives in the apartment who's living do like his taxes and solve problems with math.
Wow. Okay.
Or
is this just a direct sequel to The Big Bang Theory?
No. See, that's what I'm saying. We should deviate. What's the dude that, remember, Along Came Polly? What did that guy do?
Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
Actuary sciences.
That's what this guy is. Because he's sitting there and being like, look, you live a risky life. If you go do this plan, there's like a 32% chance you're going to break your foot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
risk analyst. He was a risk analyst.
Risk analyst. Thank you very much. And so that's what he's kind of helping this other person grow up. He's helping him grow up to become more of an adult.
But Sheldon's the ghost, right?
Yeah, he's the analyst. He's the analyst.
Okay.
Because I can already now jump to being a reboot of Along Came Polly, and is it Along Came Poltergeist or Along Came Poltergeist?
God, I just want a scene where he's walking, where he's like touring the apartment that he's about to rent from the landlord. And again, the landlord's Ray Romano, and Ray's like, oh yeah, the rooms are really cheap. And he's like, The asbestos in here.
I appreciate the swing. I appreciate this. Are you taking the at bat for us, Andy?
All right. Yeah. So like that is. So, but I just want him to say like the asbestos is haunting, and it's like a ghost joke in the crowd. Like,
sure.
You know, like,
oh, well, we have live audience for this. Yeah, of course.
Hold on. I need to hear Ray Romano. Why? Yeah, you all keep talking. Let me just listen to Ray Romano.
Right. Can I make a suggestion for this? I was reading another article today about Friends, and I always. Kind of not similar, but I always loved how they named the episodes. It was always the one where yada yada yada, or the one where Chandler peed himself, whatever. Can every episode of this show have guest in it? Like, can one episode be called like Beetle Guest, and it's like an homage to Beetlejuice?
I think the first episode could for sure be called Along Came Poltergeist.
Exactly.
We're gonna run out of play on words in episode 7.
Think about it this way, Andy. When they play the game,
it's not getting picked up for second season.
Yeah, this is not going past the pilot.
That's true.
We're gonna get Kat Denning for the pilot, and then it's gonna be done. It's not gonna, you know.
Hold on. Y'all keep talking. Hold on.
Okay. Ray Romano. It was terrible, Andy.
It was a bad impression, but it was a very unique voice from Andy. Like normally, I know Andy's what to expect coming from Andy. That was. Caught me out of left field.
Hold on, I'm listening to John Hamm do an impression. Hold on the Jimmy Fallon show.
Why
the
not just
laughing.
Look up
the
Ray crowd, Romano?
The crowd's loving it.
Why not, just...
Kevin? I can't do impressions of people. I can only do impressions of people doing impressions of people.
Okay, got it.
Wow.
So you let them analyze and pick apart what, and then you just copy that.
Yeah, it's easier that way, Andy.
That's smart.
I mean, Kevin, that's what a lot of YouTubers do. We don't actually have
like
that talent.
To Andy.
We just copy.
Everyone's clear on that.
Rough facsimile of what other people
are
doing. Me? Yeah, I did a show last weekend.
Jimmy Fallon is just laughing his ass off. Like, chill out, Jimmy. It's not that funny, dude.
That's what Jimmy does. Jimmy's known for just laughing at things. That's how he got popular.
Oh, now they have a video of Ray Romano reacting to John Hamm, reacting to the or doing the impression. It's coming full circle, everybody.
It's almost like it'd be fun if the audience could watch this too, but please keep narrating it to us.
I honestly think this is probably more fun.
Let's watch it. Just slack it to Kevin so we can all get in on the Ray Romano action.
I'm right. You know,
I want to see him work through. I really want to see Andy work through this.
I can't hear you all and the show. I gotta like shut you all.
Andy,
off.
I'm giving you permission to shut us off for a second.
Right. Okay,
let's go back to Halloween. Halloween.
Yeah, we gotta think about Halloween.
Nothing, right? Halloween. That's a bummer. This fucking sucks.
Halloween sucks this year.
I lost my grandma, and I'm not doing anything for Halloween. COVID's the worst.
And
I heard about it. Hold on.
No, that just sounds like
Kevin
Snape
says
trying
he's
to
incredibly
do an American
downer,
accent.
Turns off his mic, and then I heard about it.
He couldn't hear me.
Like he's still trying.
Why he's a talented voice actor with a weird bed.
He just does iterations of his bad Snape impression every single time.
It's always
something's in his mouth. It just sounds like he's trying to swallow a gobstopper.
Oh.
See? What an idiot.
Oh.
God bless you.
What was that?
I wanted the job when I walked
That's
in.
Not even close.
I just feel like, can we get someone in that does impressions? Can we call Elise or something like that and just see if she does Ray Romano?
Does she do impressions?
Mom, why? Mom.
It's getting worse by like a
lot. Legit is turning into Snape.
Mom,
just
mom. I'm telling you.
Well,
it's
well,
just the
well,
same.
Mr. Potter.
That was actually a good Snape, Kevin. Kevin nailed it first try out. Andy,
I gotta meet y'all again.
The problem is, we're so
first
deep
of all,
now.
It's flattery that you. First of all,
I want him to stop.
I just like him in this video.
This is not good content. I'm gonna tell you.
This is great. The problem is I don't remember what Ray Romano sounds like anymore.
He has he has that really kind of sounds like that.
Yeah,
wow.
it's a very nasally sort of like deep voice, but it's up here. This red.
Let Kevin do it.
No, his brother's like Ray. His brother talk like that.
Yeah, Brad Garrett's dark.
What's his brother's? What's his brother's name?
In the show,
Jay.
I don't know.
Jay Romano.
Ray.
What? You guys have to stop with the one letter change of names. It's not a joke that's ever worked. Ma.
Yeah, see, Kevin's actually better at it than you are. Andy. You better get your
really, really good, Kevin. It's really
good. That's really good. Kevin's nailing it. Kevin's our new Ray Romano, who's our new and Greg, you can be Jay Romano or whatever the brother's name was supposed to be.
Oh, he's listening to it.
Yeah, I'm listening to him on Ellen, but it's not giving me a lot.
They did?
No.
They did?
Yeah, exactly, nah, Kevin.
Nah, I can't.
Kevin's kind of getting there.
But Andy, you have to understand what you're doing is not, like, it's not in the ballpark.
It's not good.
Like, it's you're shifted off good. By a set of octaves that, like, I don't understand what any of those words meant, but I know.
They did?
Nope. While we're not talking about anything, Greg, is there any way you can set up that projector so it's dead on instead of coming in at an angle like that?
No, because then, I mean, I'd have to put it, you know, like,
across the TV.
I have like to move my TV. Yeah.
Yeah.
Last night it was cool watching Annabelle and having the ghost dance up there. You know what I mean? It got too spooky. You look up. You're like, I'm protected. I'm safe.
Oh, I think it was a problem.
It's a good ghost. It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Look at this ghost. It's dancing. Look at that. How happy it is. Dude.
Is I like Casper... to think it's
my favorite thing is, you remember on Charlie Brown, that one kid that danced? I'm thinking of Snoopy.
Fucking A. That's it.
Damn, that joke would have been perfect if I could have referenced. I thought it was a dead peanut, but it's Snoopy.
I don't know.
Aren't they all called peanuts? I don't know.
They're not called peanuts. No.
That was the comic strip was called Peanuts, wasn't it?
Right, for no reason whatsoever. So I just assumed the kids were all called.
Is that not the name of the? Oh, Snoopy's name was Snoopy.
Yeah, it was Snoopy Woodstock.
What was the name?
Why did they call them peanuts?
Why was they called peanuts? They all ate peanuts. It was like a big thing.
It's not. No. I thought it was like Charlie Brown looking at peanuts. Where they're like, oh, those are all little rugrats. Like, it's not peanuts, and the kids are peanuts.
I don't like. Do you guys ever watch Charlie Brown show? Sometimes.
I know. Do you guys ever watch Charlie Brown?
Hold on, real quick, you guys.
Kind of depressing.
Oh, it's fair. That's all the show is. It's depressing and sad.
Fucking deep, dark.
Elise Willems texted me saying, hey, we can record Contra Interview earlier if you guys are free, whatever. And I was like, we're recording a podcast right now, but I'll let you know as soon as we're done. Do either of you do a Ray Romano impression? If so, call me. And she says, sounds good. You know who does a fantastic one? Adam Kovic. I'm messaging him now.
Great. I told you one of those guys does that. You can't be all a talent in LA and not have a Ray Romano somewhere in your group.
I'm on the Schultzmuseum.org. Schultzmuseum.org. The Charles Schultz, creator of Peanuts, Charlie right? Brown. And there's a frequently asked questions. Why is the comic strip named Peanuts? Originally, Charles Schultz named his strip Little Folks, but when it became syndicated in 1950 by United Feature Syndicate, there was concern about possible copyright infringement with a cartoon called Little Folks by Tack Knight that had been published since the 1930s. Schultz agreed Charlie Brown or good old Charlie Brown suggested, I'm sorry, Charlie Adam Brown Kovic or good old calling. Charlie Brown.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
Go ahead. This is more important.
Adam Kovic, you are on the Kind of Funny podcast. How are you doing?
I'm calling about my brother. He's very tall. I'm a very tall brother.
Dude, that's actually that's pretty really damn good. That's you good. Are the winner, Adam. Thank you very much.
That was really impressive.
Now.
Right, talk to you later.
I love the idea that Adam Kovic's just sitting with Ray Romano somewhere. It was like, I'm sorry. Can you just...
Here.
Yeah, can just you, for a second. And it's going to make me look really good.
Again, he's always like, why do you keep doing this?
See, now I can work on an impression of Adam Kovic's impression. See, that's how this works.
All right, Dan, let me hear it. What kind of improvements we got?
My
here?
Brother's very tall. He's very tall. All right
that is better. That is better. But you have to remember, the first one was so far away that this is still bad.
Worst thing I've heard.
It's tough to kind of get the nasally oral with that sort of vibe to it. They have very similar vibes. Everybody calls Alan Thicke. No, his name's not Alan.
Everybody
Thicke.
Calls Alan Thicke.
What's his name? Who plays Snape?
Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman's always been the British Ray Romano. That's what everybody says.
They do say that. In fact, it didn't help that he did a British show called Everybody Really Likes Ray.
Yeah, everybody loves Ray.
Harry Potter he's a wizard here. No, fuck.
No.
But the syndicate decided upon Peanuts. The name Peanuts was likely chosen because it was a well-known term for children at the time, popularized by the television program The Howdy Doody Show, which debuted in 1947 and featured an audio section for children called The Peanut Gallery. This is a quote from Charles Schulz included here that I haven't read head on. I don't like the name of my strip at all. I wanted to call it Good Old Charlie Brown, but the person at the syndicate who selected Peanuts just picked it at random from a list of possible titles he jotted down. He hadn't even looked at the strip when he named it. The syndicate compromised on Sunday, though, once I rebelled and sent it in without any title. We finally agreed to put Peanuts at the top and include Charlie Brown and his gang in the subtitle on Sunday.
I think it works.
If kids honestly are Peanuts, then they are Peanuts, and I think I stand correct. I think I netted out on that one in the positive column. Kevin, can I get a ruling?
Affirmative. That ruling is to the affirmative.
Kevin, but what about them eating peanuts like you said?
I made that up on the spot. I'm sorry.
Got it.
Okay. My dad was on the Howdy Doody show when he was little. And so when I was growing up, that was always a weird story. Some old ass show with this puppet, and there was like, it's where the peanut gallery is from. And the little kids would sit in the peanut gallery and whatever. But I'm just Wikipediaing the Howdy Doody show right now. You guys are familiar with it, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Howdy Doody time.
This guy looks fucking terrifying, Tim.
What I didn't expect was to see a section of the Wikipedia called Custody Battle. After the death of Bob Smith, a fierce legal custody battle for the original Howdy Doody puppet erupted among his heirs.
This is the kind of shit that I hope. This is why I'm glad my parents aren't wealthy or famous, because
you and Matt are gonna fight about something though.
We're not gonna fight about shit.
You don't want Elaine's baking sheets?
No, like, she can keep those baking sheets.
Can I have them?
Yes, Kevin, you can have my mother's baking sheets. If she leaves them to me. If she leaves them to my brother, then you'll have to take them to court.
I've already talked to him about it. We're good.
Kevin, I'll tell you what else you can have, Kevin. A word from our sponsors.
This episode of the Kind of Funny podcast is brought to you by SunSoil. These days, it seems like companies are putting CBD into everything. If you don't know where to start, there's a company in Vermont that's down to earth and doing things differently, SunSoil. We know about it because the one and only Gia Tapp Harris, Tim's fiance, has been using SunSoil for all her CBD needs, and she likes it quite a bit. SunSoil makes CBD oil that is USDA certified organic. They grow hemp on their farms in Vermont, and they never use pesticides, herbicides, or GMOs. SunSoil keeps it simple. In fact, most of their CBD products have just two simple ingredients, coconut oil and hemp. SunSoil is surprisingly affordable because they farm their own hemp and stick to simple ingredients. They offer higher quality CBD at half the price of other brands. This is what Gia's been telling Tim about, who's then been telling me about it. She likes the prices, she likes how easy it is to get what she wants, and the whole thing is just incredibly simple because obviously they ship right to your door. SunSoil makes pure and simple CBD products at an unbeatable price. Get 30% off your first order by going to sunsoil.com/kindoffunny. That's sunsoil.com/kindoffunny for 30% off your first order. Our next sponsor is AT&T 5G and Samsung. Thanks to Samsung and AT&T for sponsoring this podcast. Samsung's newest phone, the Galaxy Note 20 Ultra 5G, powered by AT&T 5G, is available right now. AT&T 5G requires a compatible plan and coverage, and it's not in all areas. Here are just some of the new features you can try out on the device. Cloud gaming will be available with the power of 5G. Try out cloud gaming with high performance experiences brought to you via the newest Samsung devices powered by AT&T 5G. The Galaxy Note 20 Ultra 5G also has a 120Hz adaptive display that automatically adjusts the refresh rate according to the content you are viewing, an intelligent battery that optimizes for gameplay. Between 5G support, Wi-Fi optimizations, and an advanced processor, you get a smooth gaming experience with virtually no lag. Check out the S Pen and Samsung Notes to create your own works of art. Head over to att.com/GalaxyNote20Ultra 5G to learn how you can get the Samsung Galaxy Note 20 5G for free or the Galaxy Note 20 Ultra 5G for $299.99 for a limited time. That is att.com/GalaxyNote20Ultra 5G. And our final sponsor of the day is Fubo TV. Sick of cable? We are too. That's why Tim has switched to Fubo TV for live sports, news, and primetime TV without the complicated contract. Of course, this all comes down to The Bachelor. Tim, Gia, love it. I think Joey does too. So, of course, they need the easiest, hassle-less, free ways to watch that there. And that's where Fubo TV comes in. Fubo TV is how you should be watching TV. Get everything you want all in one place for less than the cost of cable. Fubo TV brings you over 100 channels, cloud DVR, and no hidden fees. Stream your shows on your TV or any other smart device. They have the major broadcast and cable networks, so you can find all your shows, including live sports, news, and primetime TV. With Fubo TV, you'll get your favorites like This Is Us and The Bachelor, and there it is, the Premier League and the NBA, and all the news channels and so much more. There's no risk to try it out either. You can get full access to Fubo TV for 7 days free. And right now, Fubo TV is giving our listeners the 7-day free trial and 15% off your first month by going to FuboTV.com/kindoffunny. There's no contracts and you can cancel anytime. Again, it's FuboTV.com/kindoffunny for 15% off your first month and a free trial. That's Fubo, FUBOTV.com/kindoffunny. All right, and we're back. If you're just joining us, Halloween's going to suck this year. Andy's working on a Ray Romano impression. Nick has left. Nick and Matt have left their mother's baking sheets when she passes in 40 years to Kevin.
Is that a cat, Nick?
Wow. No, I'm trying to do my Ray Romano.
Every impression starts from somewhere. Now, here's where I get offended. I want you all to know is that I put out, of course, a tweet. If you can do a good Ray Romano impression, HMU, which, Andy, I know you're not hip with the kids anymore.
Hit me up. Yeah.
The first two responses were from our friend Mitsu, who does the Borderlands show with us, and Lucy James, who's in the other room. Mitsu responded, "I do a mean Kermit the Frog. That's close, right?" And then Lucy said, "I can do Kermit." And they weren't replying to each other. They just saw Ray Romano and said, "I can do the frog."
Kermit the Frog here.
That's good. That's good, Andy.
Can we get Lucy?
To come? Okay, sure.
I mean, I'd like that, yeah. Also, can they just record videos and send them to you on Twitter? Do they have that technology? Because I think that's what people should do. Also, third thing, this is a huge missed opportunity for Ray Romano, because how cool would he fucking be if he responded to this and was like, "I do a pretty good one too." Or however, you know. However,
Nick, your Andy levels of bad on that.
No, he's better than Andy version one.
Okay, sure. Version one. But we all agree version one was utter crap and frankly an embarrassment. To be a
version one's all right, basically hold on. The equivalent to getting gum on your shoe.
Clear the mechanism. Andy, do your Kermit the Frog again.
Kermit the Frog here.
Okay, and then Lucy, here, you come down and you do yours, and we'll see who's better.
Here we go.
Lucy. Can I just say that Greg spelled Kermit K-E-R-M-U-T?
This isn't a spelling test. This, just to be clear, this wasn't a spelling test. We're not being graded on spelling, right,
was,
Tim?
Greg would have failed.
Kermit the Frog here, really looking forward to.
That's so much better than your Andy.
That's really good. She
just crushed you, Andy. Okay, you never do Kermit again.
It's crazy because I think she did the same lines you did. Just way better.
That's always the line. You know?
I don't know.
Again, Lucy's got the higher register. I don't have that. That was a good higher register. Kermit. No, I can't do it.
Kermit.
No, that's too much. I went too far.
You have to really do the mouth movements too.
Yeah.
Lucy, second question. Did Greg just leave? Are you now the host of this podcast? Oh, I see his hand. Okay, cool. It's so dark back there. How come you guys don't have the light turned on? It's scary in your apartment.
He has the light turned on his face, so I think it's set to that.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see. Very bright.
Yeah. Anyway, I
gotta
go. Bye, guys.
Okay,
right.
Bye, Lucy.
Bye, Lucy.
See, I thought, I mean, hers was amazing, but Andy's, I thought yours was fantastic until I heard hers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I thought you knew 10 out of 10, but then it was like, oh, no, that's.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
I mean, it's all relative, right? I mean, as you guys know, I had a great interview with Dan Fogler. We have cool friends last week. And I thought my walk impression, because you guys have all agreed, was just amazing. But his Christopher walk impression is fine. Tim, I like your hair.
I love that it changes you. I love that for a minute you are walking.
He's a method actor.
Yeah.
I really wish I had did that when I was young, though. It was like actually try to cultivate some level of being able to impersonate people. It's such a cool thing to be able to do whenever you want.
Did you never did? I feel like a lot of people go through that phase where they're like, I remember I spent a lot of time impersonating Austin Powers.
Well, I'm sure
Austin Powers.
Oh, well, everyone does that. Yeah, baby.
No, I can't do it anymore. I left it behind. I shut that door, locked it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
God, there's a story there. There's a story there. What is the story, Tim? Was there a talent show? Did it involve a talent show and the girl that he loved?
No, I never participate in any talent show, and the only girl that I love is Paula.
Okay, good answer.
I love listening to Kevin talk sometimes, but I don't remember any Austin Powers impressions from Kevin. I don't remember any impressions from Kevin at all.
That doesn't seem like Kevin's
What I do remember is one time we went to Tahoe and my mom didn't drive. So we were on a, we had to take a bus.
I don't feel comfortable with you sharing this story.
I like this.
The bus. Nick, you're going to fucking hate and love this.
Why are you telling? I just said don't share this story.
What's wrong with this? There's no reason I can't share this.
It's my story and you're not allowed to share it, but I don't want you to.
Tell the fucking story, Kevin.
I sang Mr. Roboto a lot for like 4 hours, okay? It's not a big deal. That's the end of the story.
That's what you're embarrassed about?
I don't want to get into it.
Song. We've all been there, though. At a certain point, and I blame South Park, every one of us got into Styx. It's just true. And there was a lot of sailing away, come sail away.
Big Daddy also. Because Big Daddy sort of had this whole joke about, you know.
The thickest, the greatest rock band ever made.
Yeah, exactly. You do a great impression of the little kid.
That was really good. I mean, he's an adult now, but you still nailed that impression of the kid.
Was he the same kid from, it's not the same kid from Jerry Maguire, right? It was two different kids.
No.
That's not him? I think that's him.
No, that was a different kid. That was a different kid.
Right, he's not Archie. Maybe he is Archie.
He's the other dude in Riverdale.
Can we all agree, though, that Big Daddy was actually kind of a good movie?
Jughead.
It's one of the Sprouts kids.
Big Daddy was phenomenal. Yeah, absolutely.
Great movie. Zach and Cody, right?
I never thought.
Really?
Big Daddy? You'd like it.
I think there's three tiers of Adam Sandler films. I think there's the Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore tier. And then I think there's like the funny people, Punch Drunk Love, Spanglish.
Where are we putting Mr. Deeds?
Deeds is firmly in the Big Daddy category. And then there's, of course, the I'm getting paid a shit ton of money and not trying on Netflix category.
And I'm sorry, is that
four? Is Murder Mystery? And
no, Murder Mystery is not in there, dude. You're so off about that.
I don't think he knew he was in a movie when they filmed that. I think he just wanted to go to Hawaii or wherever they went, and that was it. And then there's, of course, I think that the higher tier, of course, includes the other one that he just came out that he should have gotten nominated for Academy Award for, where he's a jewel.
Uncut Gems.
Yes, that was great. Mr. Deeds firmly in the middle category of the bad, good Happy Gilmore movies. But I would say Big Daddy is probably maybe at the top tier of that middle category, Greg. I think you should watch it. It's worth it. It's got a lot of heart to it.
It's got a lot of heart. I thought he gets really drunk
and he adopts a kid or something.
You like no, this? The kid pees in weird places sometimes.
No, I remember that's the movie poster. That was probably what turned me off.
No, that's
humor person.
No, it's the
himself laugh. He makes himself laugh, saying, "I'm not a big bathroom humor person."
Let me guess though, because I think he might. There's a possibility he might still be laughing at the Snoopy thing that happened.
No. We're past Snoopy.
Okay.
We're past
Snoopy. Sometimes I know Greg like Burt Meg pops into his head and he starts fucking laughing his ass off.
Real quick, back to Peanuts. There's a kid who dances, right? Because they all do that weird.
They all dance. Yeah. There's a kid that has the blanket on, right? Always.
Yeah.
Linus.
But then there's the piano kid that makes them all dance.
Sure. Yeah.
That's also Linus. Boom, 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 boom. No, Chandler. No.
Pigpen is the kid. Pigpen's a stinky kid. Linus.
Yeah, Pigpen we know. Linus plays the piano.
Charlie Brown. There's Lucy.
Schroeder is the kid that plays the piano.
That's not
Linus has the blanket, and Lucy loves him, and then Peppermint Patty, and then she's got a girlfriend, and then I forget
Maggie May. Or
no,
something.
You're close. Glasses.
Peppermint Patty. No, that is stupid.
Who's with Peppermint Patty?
Yeah,
Marcy. Is that right?
Yeah,
Marcy.
The green with the red hair, right?
Right.
Marcy was always the one you kind of just felt was waiting to get out of junior high, and she was like, "I'm gonna leave these fucking idiots."
Totally. Also, these guys are fucking sucks. Just a heads up.
It's depressing. There's a whole movie where he just sits out in a pumpkin patch the entire time, and everyone shits on him, and then fucking what's her name pulls the football out from when he falls.
Yeah, Lucy does that to him
every fucking time.
Sucks, Lucy. And I know you like it because you got tricked into it because your name's Lucy, so you got a bunch of Peanuts crap, I'm sure, growing up, and you had to like it.
Oh, she just gave you the hold on second. Thing. Yeah.
I don't know. She's getting some original Charles Schultz.
She's about to come at
you.
Greg,
I want to zoom into this tree. Okay, hold on. Let me see. Hold on.
Wait for Lucy to do whatever she's about to
it's
do.
It's fine.
This tree's a wipeout.
Oh, I see.
It is. Wow, that was cool.
The curve's not right. The curve's not right.
You found skills here.
I like. That's cool.
Yeah, I know. I know you have a Lucy sweatshirt, Lucy. We're aware of that. No, what's good about it? Depressing. They're all just unhappy and they have problems, man.
Snoopy and Woodstock are dope, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like the music?
The music's good, too.
So Woodstock.
I've heard it once, you know what I mean? Taylor Swift didn't put out one album and stop. She put out multiple.
By the Vince Guaraldi Trio. Like, I don't know, I taught you little life lessons. Lucy Van Pelt, big feminist. The fact that the dog dreams. Let the dog dream, okay?
Let him dream.
Dog dream, dude.
So, was Woodstock a pet, or was he like just someone that hung around?
Is Woodstock, this is a Kevin question from kindoffunny.com. Is Woodstock a pet, or did he just hang around?
I think he just like hangs around. Huh. I think he's like, he's Snoopy's friend who just is sort of there. Mm. Also, like, you know, depressed little kid. I find that relatable, you know?
Sure. No, okay.
Yeah.
It's just, I feel like penis comes from a time when you could just have an idea. And suddenly that became a worldwide phenomenon.
But you couldn't name it whatever you wanted.
You couldn't name whatever you wanted, yeah. No, just a depressing bunch of 40-year-old children. No. I'm sorry you got tricked into this. I feel like if your name was anything but Lucy, you wouldn't have it. And it wasn't Charlie Brown, obviously.
Can you ask her?
I know they didn't give it to you because your name's Lucy. I'm just...
Can you ask her if her middle name is Peppermint Patty?
No. Hey, Jim, before you put on your headphones, peanuts sucked, right? Yeah, thank you.
Wait, clarify. Did she think you're talking about the cashews? The nuts?
Yeah, she's from France. She probably thinks you're actually talking about a shell.
Oh, no. You're right. No, the comic strip peanuts. That sucks, right?
Yeah, she doesn't know what you're talking about.
She goes, to that one. Okay.
Yeah, but like, you got to imagine the French translation wasn't great. Yeah.
No, it was lost. They called it Le Peanut.
Well, they got Asterix and Obelix up there. They're big fans of that.
Have you ever seen that? Boring.
And also, you know who else is huge up there? Tintin.
Tintin unequivocally sucks.
Stop. Tintin, the movie that came out recently, surprisingly good.
Serviceable.
Surprisingly good.
Long. Unnecessary.
I mean, you go up to that French Canadian up there, and they are fucking nuts. They are bonkers for Tintin. There's Tintin shit everywhere. I go to comic shops, there's giant Tintin displays.
Really?
They call them Tang-Tang, though. That's how they say it with their accent.
No, they don't. Fuck up. No, yeah, they don't. Ask your wife right now how to say Tintin. If she says Taint-Taint, I will fucking eat my hat. I will eat my hat.
Jen, can you come back out of here? She has noise-canceling headphones now because it gets loud in here. Lucy's really loud when she records the show. So sometimes she puts on these headphones so she can't hear what's going on.
Right, because Lucy's loud.
I want you to bring up the poster, and I want you to say, how do you say these words?
Okay.
And if she says Taint-Taint, then I'll be...
Would you like me to bring up the poster? All right.
I just text her. Jen, can you come here and pronounce something?
She must hate this. At first, she probably is like, this is cute. But year five of your marriage, she's probably like, I fucking hate this guy.
So hold on. Don't say, no, come here. But don't say anything, all right?
Thank.
Sit in your chair. You're going to put on the headphones. And Kevin's going to show you a poster of something you know incredibly well. And we need you to say it as if
a poster or an image? Am I supposed to get a poster?
Just the poster.
We want, exactly. I want you to say with your accent because they don't believe. I've said too much.
Oh fuck! Should he said it? It didn't sound like.
Doesn't matter. I just want to hear.
Right. Stop! Everyone focus. Hey man, what's up?
Hi.
Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, I knew it. Tintin.
She said it. She said Tintin a minute ago. We all
she
heard it.
She did say Tintin a minute ago.
And now she's saying it all
he
funny
didn't
like.
Understand it otherwise.
So why do they say Tintin? Is that just how you pronounce? Because to us, it's Tintin.
Yeah.
Can't really pronounce it anywhere else.
I mean, if anyone walks up to you ever and says "Tintin," what do you? How do you see this?
I would think
Nick covers his crotch.
Yeah,
his
dirty part of my crotch.
He's like, "Oh, don't touch my perineum. That's mine."
Taint. Perineum. Okay. Medical terms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have any other language questions? What's going on there?
No, I guess like what was the name for the peanuts in Montreal growing up? Like Charlie Brown and the gang. Did they call it Le Peanut?
That would have been great, but I think it was just Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they didn't do it. What is the translation for peanuts in French?
Arachide.
Yeah, that's too long. That's just way too long.
That's not cat. That's raw off the tongue.
It sounds weird.
Yeah.
It's making me uncomfortable.
It is incredibly close. It's spelled the same, except there's no N.
Oh, okay.
But it sounded like it was spelled differently.
Yeah, it's because you guys do a R, like hard CH. Arachnid. Arachide, we do the soft.
We're talking about spiders now.
Yeah, I thought you said it was spelled the same as peanuts.
Yeah,
and I was like no, there's a lot of letters different in there, and I'm not great at spelling.
I was like, I failed Spanish. I don't know what we're talking about.
I can't keep up. You know, after 3 p.m.,
yeah,
I just can't English anymore. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Jen. It's okay.
Okay, great. Greg feels very
What are you doing?
Is he dancing?
Has anyone noticed he keeps trying to get off the show? It's just an observation.
Yeah, he's really tired.
He's done. I think he's. Let's let him sleep.
He's always canceling.
Thank God we changed.
Work really well, and Jen's listening to sexy music.
Oh. Is it Sade?
Tim.
The amount of times you said, "Is it Sade?" with like, that same so level of excitement.
Well, Tim, come on. Is there anything Andy, sexier up? Than Sade?
It's here, Tim.
Get the fuck out.
Squeal in the background. What's there?
Did you get a PS5? Did you get a PS5?
I did. Yeah. Three of them.
Whoa.
We can say on the show. PS15. We're allowed to say on the show that Andy got NVIDIA 3080 card, which is very exciting stuff. I can't wait.
Which means that maybe I get that? His 2080.
2080 Super, Kevin.
Yeah.
Even better.
These are super high-end graphics cards, I assume, so you can play Overwatch better.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I can stream
and I
better.
Can frag in the Warzone better.
It's awesome that I got the invite for that today, too. So that was cool. That was super fun.
I mean, your phone, dude.
I was going to say, it all happened live on Slack.
It's true. Know? Andy waits. And Tim, this is, Andy, this is the disrespect that I get Andy on this. Andy knows I love clicking heads. Andy knows I want to be part of the fucking kill squad.
He knows you love rooting and tooting, too.
I do. I love all of that. I just like being Andy's friend, dude. And you know what he does to me today? He goes, hey, guys, I'm thinking about playing. We did a little switcheroo. We were going to do a different game. But today we were like, season 6 comes out, COD. And he's like, I'm totally down for it. Didn't invite me. And not only that, he didn't pay me the respect of telling me 17 hours ago so I could have actually downloaded the new version, the new chapter or whatever the fuck it's called.
I'd no.
I'm right back at you, Tim. See, Tim's on my side.
No, he's not pounding you. No, he's not pounding you.
Just give me the pound, Tim. There you go.
There you go.
I didn't know I was going to play Call of Duty this morning until I checked my phone and saw, oh, the Among Us plan fell through. I could play COD. Because I have really, really fast internet and I can download whatever giant update there is between now and then.
I'm just giving you shit. I would have loved to have played with you, though. But next time you play COD, let me know. Because I want to get in the helicopter and just ride with you, buddy.
I will, dude. I will.
Just ride together.
It was a rough time, I'll tell you what. I was getting my ass kicked all day. It was not a good time.
Are you playing on PC?
Yeah. But, I mean, cross-play. You can play with other people everywhere. Fair. Anywhere and everywhere.
Well, everywhere, man.
And the game's
Kevin, I'm sending you a Twitter link.
I'm
here.
I'm seeing it.
All right, cool. I put up, of course, if you can do a good Ray Romano impression, hit me up. And also, I misspelled Romano, it turns out. Only one person's called me on it, though. And Autumn Farrell, of course, friend of the show, tagged in MC underscore Lotta, who comes
up Connor.
Cranberry McGrath.
Yeah, Connor then, from Inside Gaming.
Wish I could. I can't confirm that. Instead, I can say Cranberry. Cranberry McGrath sending this video on the chain so we can watch this and see if it's good or bad and pass our judgment there. Because now this is great because it affects how good Cranberry is at impressions, but also how good Autumn is at recommendations. And I'm
it's so good already
for a daily double where we can knock some people down a peg. I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Ready?
Hey, Autumn, I just wanted to thank you for tagging Connor. I think that's a really cool thing to do. I think
that. Oh, damn it. Sorry. Give me one second.
No, it's fine. Kevin, don't worry. You got all the cool transitions today. We're fine.
And here's the thing. I don't want to get you guys. I don't want to sway you guys either way. So I'm just going to stay silent. You know what I mean? Try not to sway you guys.
I don't want to get you excited one way or another, but I'm saying something.
It's so good, Kevin. I already heard it.
Here, shut up, Andy.
Hey, Autumn, I just wanted to thank you for tagging Connor. I think that's a really cool thing to do. I think they really appreciate being thought of and valued as a voice impressionist. Anyway, Deborah. I'm just kidding. It's Connor. It's me. No, really, it's Connor. Hey, Autumn, I just wanted to thank you.
Bravo, Deborah. Sir. Bravo.
It's like having a superpower when you can just pull Ray Romano out like that, right?
It is.
God, so many great quotes this episode. having a superpower.
I think it's so cool that people can do that. I've never been able to really do adequate impressions. I feel inadequate.
Wow, that was really impressive.
Wait, yeah, you can do walking really well, Nick.
It's okay. It's Kevin.
It's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
All right, there you go.
I'll say the Wahlberg is probably the worst, though.
Hey, it's me, Mark Wahlberg.
I mean, it sounds just
on this
like
podcast
him.
With you guys. Hey, can we eat some Reese's peanut butter cups together? And I'm not talking about those pussy Reese's peanut butter cups that Greg has.
That's how he would say it.
We wouldn't eat those ones in Boston, where I'm from.
Don't go too far. Don't go too far. I can feel you going too far.
You're in a good spot. Starting to slide. You're starting to slide. We know you're sliding. Keep it together. Speaking of Mark Wahlberg, Andrew Yenny writes in to patreon.com/kindoffunny and says, "Hey guys, super simple question. President Matthew McConaughey or President Mark Wahlberg?
Mark,
love the show and all you do. Smiley emoji, Andrew."
Matthew McConaughey, 1,000%.
Didn't
Mark Wahlberg beat up an Asian man for being Asian one time?
He has a bunch of hate crimes on his Wikipedia. Yeah.
But he also said that he would have solved 9/11. So
that's right. Like, that's you don't want to find out his solution.
His solution was he would have.
Wait. didn't Mark Wahlberg just do a movie with kid from Spider-Man?
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland.
Yeah, isn't it
Uncharted?
Yeah. All right. And there's a headline being like Tom Holland got the Mark Wahlberg gave the worst advice to Tom Holland. It was Tom Holland being interviewed being like, "Hey, what's the worst advice you've ever gotten?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, Mark Wahlberg was just like, go hard. Go as hard as possible because you don't know how long it'll last."
That's good advice. How's that bad advice?
No, he meant like party. Like, stop fucking around. Like, I know COVID's happening. Okay. He's like, party now because you're still young and you're single. You know what I mean? Go and
that's bad advice.
He was like, no, I don't think so.
Fuck, that's so funny.
Yeah, Tom Holland's like, I actually have a really great career ahead of me if I just do exactly what I'm doing now, which is keep being great in films and being fun to work with. Maybe I'll wait to develop that debilitating coke habit that everyone has that derailed their careers for 10 years.
So all that being said, I am very excited that we are getting a Wahlberg's burger joint here. In
Wahlbergers?
Wahlbergers.
What do you think the odds are that Donnie Wahlberg will work at that Wahlbergers?
Well, I think that because of COVID, the odds aren't great. You know what I mean? And he works at one of them. Don't they have like a TV show?
They do. I don't think it's on there.
Remember when he was in Saw 2?
Donnie Wahlberg got a great career. We talk about him a lot. He's the lesser known, but of course, I think the more talented of the Wahlberg actors.
He's not. Absolutely not. He's like, good time has proven that.
Well, I mean, I don't mean successful. I just mean I think he's got better acting chops and range than his brother, Mark Wahlberg.
I think he looks exactly like what a Wahlberg brother should look like. when I see, like, not quite as handsome, like doesn't have as good of a hair, like sort of situation going on. It's like, that's what a Wahlberg brother should look like.
Holy fuck, there's a lot of Wahlbergs.
Are there? How many Wahlbergs are there?
There's a lot.
I just typed in Donnie Wahlberg into Google and a thing pops up that says Wahlberg Brothers. There's Donnie, there's Mark, there's Paul, there's Robert, there's Jim, there's Arthur, there's Scott. There's no way these are all brothers.
Oh, that's too many. I think there's only three.
I type in Google, how many Wahlbergs are there? And it says 29 locations.
Because that's what it's called, right?
No, they're called Wahlbergers. Yeah, but I type in Wahlbergs as if, like, how many Wahlberg.
Okay, I'm pretty sure there's only three brothers. Oh, four.
According
total
to Wikipedia, there's Robert Wahlberg, Paul Wahlberg, and Donnie Wahlberg. Those are the three siblings of Mark Wahlberg. So
it says he is eight. The eighth of nine children.
Shut up.
Geez. Yeah, there are with older siblings Arthur, Jim, Paul, Robert, Tracy, Michelle, Debbie, and younger brother Mark. So Donnie is one of eight.
So
one of nine.
Who the fuck's this Scott guy?
Scott Wahlberg,
not related. He's just a lawyer out of Phoenix.
Wait, why would you know that information that quickly?
I'm such an
I know all the Wahlbergs and all the Scarpinos in America. I know them all.
Oh, the two clans are feuding.
Now, if I can,
Scott Wahlberg is his half brother.
Fuck, there's a lot of Wahlbergs, Greg.
There are. If I can let you into one of the most, I don't know if I've ever been more mortified in my entire existence, but I don't even know. Maybe it was last year. Maybe it was 2 years ago. COVID kind of screws everything up in terms of timelines. Jen and I went home to the burbs of Chicago, my home. And we went over to my father's and we went out for, dinner with him and his wife. And we were driving around or whatever and doing whatever. And at some point in the dinner, my dad's now ex-wife mentioned we're in this suburb of Chicago. I think we were over in St. Charles, maybe Naperville. It's all a blur to me now. doesn't matter. But anyways, Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy live in that town. And like, you know, whatever, run one of the Wahlburgers there, or whatever the fuck they do. I don't know. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. She's like, oh, yeah, they don't live too far from here. I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. Well, jump ahead like an hour or two. We're driving around the town, just chatting and looking around. And she's like, why don't we show them the Wahlberg's house? And I was like, oh, no, you don't have to. That's no big deal. But no, like, let's do it. We're not that far. And so we drove to Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy's house. And not only did we drive up incredibly slowly, they stopped in front of it.
No.
To talk about the house and that this is where they, and like, it's not like they're on a 15-acre estate way back. And like, they're like, we're in a like suburb of Chicago at the curb. We're at the curb of their house.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, please drive away. I do not need Donnie Wahlberg coming out here right now. Asking why the fuck you're stopped in front of my fucking house.
Oh my God. He's got to be used to that though. Right.
Cause yeah, no, but I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want that. I don't want that. No. I don't want to be a part of that.
Also, because at some point you might meet him on like a level of professionalism and there's going to be that one moment where he goes, wait a minute.
I remember you that motherfucker you and your, that was sitting family yeah. off my porch.
Tell your family to stop stalking my house, Miller.
And why are they bringing people by on these visits to show them the sights and sounds of the suburbs of Chicago?
That would be so creepy. Ladies and gentlemen, he was married to Jenny McCarthy. How did I not know
yeah,
this?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I only know it, and I don't even know because I remember the Wahlburgers is one of those things that not the well, first off, the restaurants because they don't exist out here. But then on top of that, the show they have, like the where they follow the Wahlbergs and the family and stuff.
Keeping up
the Wahlberg story is so much deeper than I ever imagined. I am learning so much today.
So I tell you guys, you guys think I'm just infatuated with Mark Wahlberg for no reason, but they are like the foundation of America.
That's saying something. Again, his legal issues are on Wikipedia, very long to detail and horrifying. however, yeah, it's the TV show. TV show is one of those things. It's been up for like nine, or had been when I found out about it, 9 seasons. I don't know if this happens for you guys when you go home or whatever, and you turn on your parents turn on TV, and there's some show you've never heard of, and it's in its 15th season. You're like, what the fuck is going on?
About Blue Bloods? Is he on Blue Bloods?
Is that still on Blue? Is that still going? Isn't that Tom Selleck? So.
Well, I think it was Donnie Wahlberg and Tom Selleck, right?
I don't know.
Wasn't that what he was on?
I don't know.
Bloods. Is it Blue. Rookie Blue?
Yeah, he's on Blue Bloods.
Rookie Blue is another one.
How long has Blue Bloods been on? I feel like that's been a long time.
It's hard to say, isn't it?
Blue it's Bloods. Hard to say just the words together.
Blue Bloods.
Blue Bloods.
If you look up who's the most famous Wahlberg, Donnie comes up. Donnie must have campaigned so fucking hard to get this.
Well, Donnie like, was...
There's like a fixed couple lines about Donnie, and then it's just like he was the eighth of nine children. His younger sibling, Mark Wahlberg, is also a famous entertainer. He had to get that in there for the SEO to get this statement.
He definitely Tim Getty's it, right? He definitely was like, no one's going to know this, and then it's going to piss Mark off later in life. But like, there's no Mark Wahlberg was like 2 years in a row the highest paid actor in Hollywood. There's no way he's less famous than his brother, who's on Blue Bloods. By the way, 10 seasons, though. That is true.
I want Cool Greg to do that to Tim, honestly.
God, that would piss him off so bad. If it's just, if it's just unanimously thought of that Cool G is just way more famous than me.
That'd be cool. I'd like that.
That would piss me off. That would piss me off for you. I'd be like, no.
Wait, no. Why would you get mad about that?
Imagine if I'm Matt competitive, Carpito Kevin. Came up before Nick. Oh, that would be World War III.
If I love an unrelated person comes up before Nick does. Yeah.
You search Nick Scarpino and Matt Scarpino pops up.
That's the kind of thing my brother would totally do. And not only that, but I could just, it would be, my brother's terrible as is. Like he never lets it go. Any of the things that we're doing, he loves making fun of us. If he were in New Kids on the Block back in the day, he would never let me hear the end of that. It just would never stop.
Understandably so.
Of course, because they were the shit. But at the same time,
a bunch of hits.
They actually had a lot of hits. I was listening to them the other day. I was like, I forgot they did these songs.
The right
at least three.
Thank you. Nobody else got that.
Oh, sorry, Tim.
No, it's fine.
That was good. That was a good pull. Here, sorry.
Chinese food makes me sick.
That's different. I fell in love with a girlfriend for the summer. For the summer.
That's what I'm singing, yeah.
I know, and I said that's another. That's not New Kids on the Block.
No, but the first lyric is "New Kids on the Block had a bunch of hits."
Everybody, this has been the Kinda Funny podcast. Remember, you can go catch the post show we're about to do on patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can get each and every episode ad free. You can write in to be part of the show. You can be a Patreon producer. You can get the exclusive show Greg Way. You can get a bunch of other cool perks and goodies. But more importantly, you support us and say, "Hey, You guys are doing a good job. If you want to say, hey, you're doing a good job, but not give us any money, I totally understand. Head over to youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe each and every week, where you can get a brand spanking new episode featuring all sorts of guests like Lucy and Jen and occasionally Portilla. Until next time, we got a post show to do. It's been our pleasure to serve you.